The Stories of Rome, 2.
These skyscrapers are built of mud. They're in the Yemen. They're over 400 years old. The reason they're so tightly packed together is not the cost of real estate, it's a protection against the fierce heat. The Yemeni have been building high-rises like this for over 1,000 years. But the Romans got there first. Nobody can be quite sure how high these apartment blocks went up, but a letter found in one ancient Roman city gives directions to an apartment on the 8th floor. Roman architect Vitruvius wrote, "In view of Rome's unlimited number of citizens, necessity has driven us to build high. By the use of stone, brick, and concrete, buildings are raised with several stories, producing very convenient apartments."
As soon as you start building high, the city becomes a more dangerous place to live in. As the great Roman historian Livy reported,
"I sincerely regret that I have to report that an ox fell from the fourth story of an apartment block on the Forum Boarium."
Who invented cooking? Well, we don't know, but God bless them anyway. Although, another thing that makes city life more convivial is being able to eat good food without necessarily having to cook it yourself. And in ancient times, this was often vital for city dwellers.
In Rome, for example, none of those people crammed together in high-rise apartments had chimneys, and very few had pub fires to cook on. So they relied on being able to eat out, or else, as another great invention of ancient times, takeaway. There were dozens of snack bars like this in Rome City, serving anything from cheesecake and custard to sterile sound rooms and stuffed dormice.
Roman writer Ammianus Marcellinus has left us with a description of what these Roman snack bars were actually like. "Even from cooked Rome," he tells us, "people, led by the odor of cooking, are wont to stand on tiptoe beside the pots, gnawing the ends of their fingers as they wait for the dishes to cool. Others hang over the nauseous mass of half-raw meat while it is cooking, watching it intently."
Here's an ancient Roman recipe from the 1st century AD, from a very early cookbook by a chap called Apicius. The dish is called Sicia Omentata. It takes some ground beef and a little salt and some pine kernels and a little terroir, it's a sort of sticky white wine. You mix it all together. Put it all together and make it into a sort of pate. That's the best way of doing it. Make it into a little pate like that, and then put it in the pan. Here's one I cooked up earlier, 2,000 years earlier. And to serve it, you put it in between two pieces of bread. Oh, I forgot to mention, the ancient Romans apparently invented the hamburger.